A new concert series begins tonight, and here to talk about it is the first artist on this series of concerts through August. It's trumpeter Keith Guymon. Welcome to WMUK.
Thanks, Kara.
Nice to have you here. This series is a concert series held downtown. What's the venue again?
The venue is going to be the First Baptist Church downtown. It's a great venue. The acoustics in the church are just wonderful. And it's a great place for me because it has an organ and piano, and we use both. Tom, my organist and pianist, my duo partner here, we do both, and so it's a great venue for us.
So there'll be two of you in concert tonight.
Yes.
And the combination is trumpet with keyboard of various kinds.
Yes.
And maybe a little bit of percussion.
Yeah. Tom actually plays an Irish Belron. One of the unique things that we've tried to incorporate in our concerts that we've done in the past is our love of percussion and drum circles, and to bring that in with medieval music and taking medieval melodies that I play on the trumpet, why Tom improvs a background percussion part over it. So every time we play these pieces, it's different because we have kind of a set that we do, but it's very free form. And so we bring in a little bit of that improv feel to those pieces.
You gave me a quick sneak peek of some of the pieces that might be on the program tonight. Music starts at 8 p.m., by the way. And I really like the variety of choices you've made, from a very melodic opera transcription to a jazzy bluesy piece of Gershwin and these Renaissance pieces, which really suit the space so well, to hear a trumpet calling in that reverberant space along with organ. I like your taste. So tell me about your background as a musician.
The background as a musician, I started playing the trumpet when I was 9. I got to start in the 4th grade. I grew up in Maryland and had very supportive parents that got me lessons pretty much right away. And I knew by the time I was 7 that I wanted to do something, or by the time I was in 7th grade, that I wanted to do something in music. Music made sense. It was one of the first things I really felt like I was really good at. And with my parents' support, after high school, I went to Towson University and got an education degree in music. And then from there, moved and got my master's degree at Western. And that's kind of what got me into the Kalamazoo area. And graduated from Western in 2003. And then I have been making my living as a musician since then. I have a private studio in town of about 40 students that I see during the school year each week. And I play second trumpet with the Battle Creek Symphony, and I play third trumpet with the Southwest Michigan Symphony. I do a lot of subbing with the Kalamazoo Symphony, and I also play in their brass quintet that goes out and does school concerts. Mm-hmm. So I've got a lot of balls up in the air. And then Tom and I started doing these summer concerts 2 years ago, and just kind of self-promoting, putting on free concerts to the public, because summer is a time that my workload, it slows down. Students are on vacation, and so I don't teach as much, as well as the symphonies in town aren't doing as much summer programming as they used to. And so we decided to start building these summer programs. And we've been out in Stowe, Vermont, and Stevensville, New York, and Marietta, Ohio. We've done concerts here in Portage and up in Petoskey, Michigan. We both work on Sundays at a church in Constantine, Michigan, Messiah Lutheran Church. And Tom plays organ there, and he's played there for about 25 years. And I'm actually the choir director there, and so we've had some concerts there as well.
So you and Tom are a couple, and you're married. So I imagine you have a chance to listen to music together a lot. Is that how you choose? Do you discuss music like this would work for trumpet and keyboard, or, you know, do you find yourself?
Absolutely, it's a collaboration, and you know, another neat aspect that I want to talk about, that we program pieces that were actually originally written just for piano. And we incorporate the trumpet into those pieces. It kind of became, Tom didn't want to feel like just my accompanist. And so we decided to collaborate and figure out, you know, what kind of pieces. And one of the first pieces that we pulled from that kind of genre was Isaac Albanese's Tango. Originally written for piano, and Tom loved the piece. And so we found an arrangement that already had trumpet in it. And then another piece that's going to be programmed, which is something that I found just by looking through a collection of his piano music, because I was not as familiar with the solo piano repertoire before
sure.
Tom and I got together, is a waltz by Dvorak. And it's just beautiful. And the melody line in the waltz has some kind of acrobatics in it, which really kind of show off some of the flashy cornet solo type of playing that trumpets are known for as well.
One thing I've learned over the years from talking to trumpeters is that if you're a trumpeter, you don't own just one instrument. You actually have a kind of a suite of various horns to bring out.
That is true. And we play on 5 different instruments tonight.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
So the concert will start with me on the smallest of the trumpet in the trumpet family, which is the piccolo trumpet. And piccolo trumpet, and we'll also start with Tom on the organ. And it's just a great match. The brilliant sound of the piccolo trumpet just it can cut through the organ sound so well. And the program will actually start with the Marais Rondo. So kind of the theme to Masterpiece Theater. And then we will, you know, from there we'll go into a suite of Renaissance dances by St. Luke. And I first heard about this suite from a CD by Ralph Smedvig, his ceremonial music for trumpet and symphonic organ. And he actually only did 2 of the movements from this. I think there's 6 movements in the suite. We've added 2 more. When we started looking at the suite and studying it, there was a minuet in Sarah Bond that we really liked that we added to that. I will also be playing on an E-flat trumpet for some of the medieval music. The E-flat trumpet gives a little bit of a smaller sound, and when I think of medieval instruments, a lot of them didn't have the big orchestral sounds that we're used to, and so I feel it's fitting to kind of play that music on a slightly smaller instrument. I will also be playing on my C trumpet, which is the main trumpet I use in orchestra, a B-flat trumpet, which is the trumpet that everybody starts on, it's the most common, there's a variations on a theme from Norma, and that is a cornet solo. And so I'm going to play that traditionally on a cornet. And so it gives a different tone color why I'm playing that.
Wow, Keith. The concert begins tonight at 8:00. It's free and open to the public at First Baptist Church in downtown Kalamazoo. A donation is suggested, but did you mention that this is the series is underwritten by a grant?
Yes. The series is underwritten by a Gilmore grant, and the grant was put together to showcase local artists in a solo setting and be able to introduce audiences to them. All of the soloists and performers in the concert series are local artists that either perform with different symphonies, a lot of them with the Kalamazoo Symphony, and so they are heard all the time on stage in groups, but this gives the artist like myself a chance to play in a solo setting.
I think Betsy Start, when she created the series called it Cool Concerts on Thursdays, didn't know the forecast, but as it happens, today is going to be a 90-degree day, and you can take sanctuary from the heat as well as life in a concert tonight at 8:00. I should say that some upcoming appearances will include Octocelli, the cello octet, next week on a appearance by internationally known singer and songwriter, violinist Gene Watson, Megan Healy, a Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra String Scholar will appear August 25th, and the final concert features cellist Lillian Pettit. Well, Keith, when I wrote to you and suggested we get together for this interview, I said, well, bring along some CDs. And people who listen to the show know that normally people bring commercial recordings and of their repertoire. But no, you went the extra mile and went ahead and actually recorded some in one take some of the music you're playing.
We did. Tom and I have not gotten around to making a professional CD yet. That is in our future plans. And so we decided that we wanted to showcase some of the music that was actually going to be played and that we wanted to play it. And so Tuesday morning at our dress rehearsal, we set up a recorder and we just recorded the dress rehearsal. And that's what we have to share for you today.
All right. Well, I think it sounds wonderful. Let's start with the St. Luke pieces, the Renaissance style or Baroque style.
Yeah, it's kind of late Renaissance, early Baroque. It's a suite of dances. It's four movements. The first is a rigadone, and then it goes to a minuet, which Tom and I do a call and response on. We like to really make it a duo, where it's not just me soloing and Tom accompanying, but trying to find songs that really kind of feature both of us. And then it goes to a minor slow dance, Sarabande, which is really lyrical and very pretty. And it ends with a fast 3-4 dance, a Passapaque.
Listening to live recordings by Keith Guyman and Tom Britton. And Keith is my guest here this morning on WMUK. Keith, you're going to be playing that suite of pieces tonight at 8 o'clock in the First Baptist Church. So tell me again which trumpet it was that we heard you playing in that.
That's a piccolo trumpet. It's the smallest of the brass instruments, so it has the highest and kind of brilliant sound.
And that is why we're thinking of the Masterpiece Theater theme, right?
It is, and that will start the program, actually. That Marais Rondeau is a great opener, and it features some long sections of organ with Tom playing that, as well as the main melody on piccolo trumpet.
Is there a lot of literature from this area to look at if you're thinking of, you know, sprightly Baroque style music?
There is. And one of the famous trumpet players, Maurice André, we have to thank for that. He really introduced the modern piccolo trumpet and kind of brought it to relevance and really searched out music for us to play. A lot of it is borrowed from different instrumentation. This St. Luke suite is actually written for lute.
I can't even picture it. It's really hard once you hear a trumpet do it.
And so it would have been done with a lute and harpsichord originally, with basso continuo. And, you know, so when we're dealing with Baroque music, a lot of times we are stealing a lot from other instruments. But it fits really well with the piccolo trumpet.
It really does. And this is a program, as we'll discover over the next few minutes, that goes not only back to Baroque, but back to the medieval era, and comes up to the 20th century as well. Again, the concert begins at 8 o'clock tonight. It's part of the Cool Concerts on Thursday Nights series, and it continues through September 1st at First Baptist Church every Thursday night. Kicking off tonight with Tom Britton and Keith Guymon. So let's move on to the medieval offering, and we're going to hear something quite different here, I think.
Yes, very much so. This is a two dances that we kind of put together in a medley. One is known as the Bear Dance, and the other is a Saltarello, which is a jumping dance. And so you're going to hear the trumpet jumping around on lots of intervals. Tom is accompanying me on an Irish Balran, which is a traditional Irish drum, and his is real calfskin. And so depending on the conditions, changes the tone of the drum.
Yeah.
When we record it on Tuesday morning, the drum was a little flat, a little under pitch, but I think it gives a really good impression of what the style that we try to get and what we try to create with something different.
We heard a concert recording, a live recording of Keith Guymon and Tom Britton together in some medieval dances. If you just tuned in, my guest is Keith Guymon, and we're listening to live recordings they made just on Tuesday during rehearsal in anticipation of sharing them with you in concert tonight at 8 o'clock. It's a free concert series at First Baptist Church called Cool Concerts on Thursday Nights. And Keith, as you mentioned, the focus of the series is to look at the talent we have here in West Michigan and celebrate some of our local musicians that way. And here you are kicking it off tonight. You and Tom are both involved in churches and church music. How does that inform, you know, some of your musical choices, or give you maybe some avenues or ways of finding new music to play?
Yeah, Tom and I both work at Messiah Lutheran Church in Constantine. He's been their organist for about 25 years. I just recently started as their choir director, finishing up my first kind of year with them. And it definitely brings us new opportunities. It gives us an opportunity to perform. I'm quite often doing preludes and offertories, and so we're always looking for different music to program for those opportunities. And it has introduced me into a whole nother realm of music that I wasn't as familiar with. Mm. And so, you know, we also have a piece. I grew up Catholic, and I love all of the different settings of Ave Marias that are out there.
Yeah.
And there are so many. And we're featuring one tonight on the program by Cassini.
What? I was like, Schubert, Gounod.
Yep. You've got the top two.
Yeah.
that everybody knows. And Cassini was an Italian composer, and he wrote an Ave Maria, and it's a little more minimalistic in its kind of setting, but it's just a beautiful piece. And that will be played with trumpet and organ tonight. Hmm. And so, you know, we take into consideration some of the sacred music that is available, and not just kind of looking at the secular music. Mm-hmm. And working at the church has also opened us up to opportunities to perform elsewhere. And a lot of our concerts that we've done the last two summers have been at churches, and we get them through contacts that we have through the Lutheran Church, or through friends of ours. That Tom has organist friends, and I've got some other friends. And that's how we've gotten to organize the different concerts that we've done in the past.
Church musicians are a special group of people. I've rarely met people who can make a moment happen in the shortest amount of time possible. I've played flute sometimes in services, and you'll hear instructions on the fly from the organ player, who is operating both hands, both feet, talking to you and saying, let's repeat section from, you know, go back to measure, blah, 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 during a performance.
And yes.
It's like watching the master at their game.
Absolutely. There is spontaneity that I'm not sure some churchgoers, when they're there, understand what's going on with the musicians in the background, trying to make sure that things line up and that there's enough music to cover the space of time that it's supposed to.
Yeah, yeah. And the multitasking that goes on is so, so impressive. And of course, the playlist for many faiths goes back thousands and thousands of years. So, you know, you mentioned the Catholicism, and you can go back to year zero, if you, almost. Well, Pope Gregory, I think that's when things started getting written down, in plain chant and such. But a wealth of beautiful, beautiful music to choose from. Well, if you've just tuned in, I'm talking to Keith Guymon about his concert tonight with Tom Britton at 8 o'clock in First Baptist Church. It's a combination of trumpet, keyboard, drum, that's piano and organ that Tom will be playing, and a whole variety of pieces that we just heard, probably the earliest style.
Yes.
And you do play in styles, because there are little ornaments you threw in for that, and you know, you're also picking out specific types of trumpet to design for each piece. So that's something that's not necessarily on the page.
Absolutely. Especially, you know, on the program, I have arranged a lot of the pieces for Tom and I. And it goes into thinking about the time period and the sound that we're looking for to match. Like I said, the medieval music is played on an E-flat trumpet, which has a little bit of a smaller sound. All of the music back then would have been on smaller sounding instruments. It was a much quieter age. The big, louder brass instruments were regulated to outside, not even allowed to play indoors. So, you know, we try to fit different instruments with kind of the historical context that it would have been in. Another piece that I know we have to share is Variations on a Theme from Norma. This is a piece that I actually played around with in high school, and I had dreams of playing this piece. It's the last theme and variation solo in the back of the Arbenz book, which is a really thick red book that every trumpet player plays. It's kind of jokingly referred to as the trumpet player's Bible, because there's exercises in there, and it's one of the first complete methods that was put together. And this is one of the last, it is the last theme and variation solo in the back of the book. And it's a spectacular piece. It has some lyricism. It is based off a theme from Norma, which is an opera from Bellini.
Mm-hmm.
And each variation gets a little bit more challenging. And I know that we have a clip of that piece. We didn't provide all of the variations just to kind of entice the audience to show up tonight, because there is a two more variations on that in that song that we did not provide. But we did the opening and the theme in the first variation for you.
Let's give them a taste. It's a concert recording, a live concert of, well, not a concert, but a live recording of Keith Guymon and Tom Britton. And Keith and Tom will perform for an audience tonight at 8 o'clock at the Cool Concerts on Thursday Night series. You certainly hope there's going to be an audience there, Keith.
Absolutely.
It does change everything, doesn't it, to practice and practice, and then, oh, there's people here.
And it does. It's... It brings so much more of an excitement. I think musicians, we spend a lot of time honing our craft, isolated, by ourselves practicing, and to be able to share our talents in concerts and have people listen is just a real blessing, I feel. You know, I tell all of my students that, you know, and a lot of them get very nervous, especially, you know, if they have to think about a solo, but that we're really trying to share what we're doing and our talents with others. And, you know, it's just a spectacular opportunity. I feel really blessed in my life that I have the ability to make my living as a musician and do something that I really love.
You are one of the musicians that keeps the cycle going. You may not have the opportunity for solo concerts all the time, but the students that you teach are being instilled with not only a love of music, but some of the working habits, the understanding of how to achieve goals with your help. And teachers do not get enough credit for what they do in music and beyond. So thank you for that as well.
Oh, it's a blessing. I absolutely love teaching, especially the one-on-one private teaching that I do, because I feel like I get to have a little bit more of an impact, getting to know the student and really challenging them to be better than they think they can be, is really important. And I've had some really amazing teachers in my life that have encouraged me, starting out, from my teacher in high school, Bob Coffey, and going to, my main teacher in college, which was Phil Snedeker, who's an amazing trumpet player and was just a major influence on my life. And another friend and that I can call friend and teacher, Scott Thornburg, from Western, who I studied with at the Bayview Music Festival and why I was doing my master's degree there, has just been a great influence and support in my life. And I also have to shout out to Dr. Stephen Jones, because you know, I took lessons from him my first year at Western as I was entering my master's program, and he really held me accountable for every single note that I played, and not only every note, but the beginning, middle, and end, and how they all went together. And so, you know, all of my teachers combined and have really kind of shaped me into what I do today and have inspired me. And I hope that I am able to do that with the future generations that I'm teaching.
I'm sure it will, you know, and I think the musicians that are with us today are some of the finest ever born. Can we talk about that more, about that solo, that solitary practice room? I've been thinking lately about how our self-talking, the way we talk to ourselves in these situations can, you know, it can trip us up, or calm us down and help move forward. Being your own audience is kind of a mostly a lousy situation because I don't think you have perspective.
Absolutely. You know, in the field of music, especially where, you know, we are striving for an unachievable goal of perfection, I think that self-talk is very critical to address. And, you know, I even deal with it with my younger students, you know, even sixth and seventh graders that are just starting out, that get so frustrated that it doesn't sound like me when I demonstrate it for them. And I just kind of have to bring them back to, you know, we are progressing. And there's a time one thing I've done a lot of reading on Brené Brown, and she's an author on vulnerability and being able to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. And, you know, when we're in a solo situation and we're putting ourselves out there, that is one of those situations where we just kind of have to let it go and turn off that inner critic, which when in different types of practicing, that inner critic is great because it helps us improve. But when we go to perform, that inner critic can really be a stumbling block, because if we're sitting there and just calculating up all of our little mistakes or all the things that we think we could do better, then we're not really in the moment and paying attention to the music, which I really try to, when I'm performing, just be 100% focused in being an artist and creating something. And, you know, I try to instill that in my students, is that we can't always listen to those thoughts in our head. We have to kind of tune them out.
Keith Guymon and Tom Britton will perform tonight at 8 o'clock in the Cool Concerts on Thursday Nights series. And thank you for those thoughts. I'm thinking my whole 2016 will be asking musicians about how they talk to themselves, you know, because it's an important conversation, an understanding of what the practice of music and what musicians of all backgrounds are going through.
Yeah, and to add one thing to that, a few years back I saw a bumper sticker on a car, which I've just kind of kept this quote in my teaching and just in my life, and I thought it was just the coolest quote, and it said, "Don't believe everything you think."
Very good.
Because a lot of times we can be our hardest critics, and it's like if we can take a step back and look at the bigger picture, things are different.
Well, I know you and Tom are going to have a wonderful time tonight at 8 o'clock, of both of you having put together a really attractive set of pieces, from medieval dances through high Baroque challenging repertoire, and this set of variations on a Bellini aria by Arban. And I'm thinking, does that rings a bell? Is he also the Carnival of Venice guy?
He is.
So, yeah, again, really tough stuff. And why don't you leave us with another example of something from your program, a little Gershwin?
Yes. You know, after we do the variations from Bellini, we go into three Puccini arias, and then we transition into Gershwin by his Summertime, which is, again, on our opera theme, but kind of transitions us into Gershwin and into kind of a more relaxed jazz feel, because he really put classical and jazz together. And we take that to the next level a little bit with our Prelude number 2, which again was originally written for piano, and we've put together with trumpet and piano. And I also, in this arrangement, experiment with different sounds. It starts with the cup mute in the end of the trumpet, and then it goes to open. And then when the theme comes back the last time, it's with plunger.
we'll hear that now. And Keith, thank you so very much for joining me today on WMUK. Enjoy your concert tonight.
Oh, thank you, Kara.